Hello, everyone. I'm your host, JR, and it's my pleasure to welcome you to episode one of John Rossi, the podcast, where we share life stories to inspire better lives. I'm so excited for this, and I'm just very happy that you all are out there listening. I'm going to start out with a disclaimer, hopefully a humorous disclaimer that any of you can kind of sympathize and recognize. So I've been sitting here literally for the last, let's say, 4 hours recording and then deleting and recording and then deleting again and recording and deleting. This last attempt at recording the podcast, I deleted it. I got up, walked outside for a few minutes, kind of let the sun beat down on me here in Florida. And I just started laughing because I just kept thinking, why am I making this so hard? Everything just sounded too manufactured, and I didn't want that. Like, I'm a very easygoing person. I talk to people every day in my profession. And so I just decided, you know what? I'm going to come back in and just tell it like it is. I'm going to make some mistakes. I'm going to stumble over some words. But hopefully I can make it through in one take to just present what it is that I'm trying to do here at JRP. And I'm just going to try to have fun with it. I hope that you all will stick with me long enough to see it kind of evolve into whatever it's going to be. And so with that being said, I'm going to kind of start out with something that I learned from Simon Sinek, which is start with the why. So my why for JRP is I feel that no one should ever feel alone, and that there's nothing in this world that we're faced with that we can't overcome. My what specifically is dealing with people that have suffered childhood trauma and adult despair. My how is JRP, John Rossi. Essentially, what I'm trying to do is just gather life stories, my life stories, other people's life stories. I'd love to do interviews in the future, but I think these, you know, first few episodes or maybe first couple of months, I'm just going to try to feel my way through it and kind of rely on the stories that I have that helped me get to the point that I was able to transition from, you know, this tortured little young soul to a thriving kind of active participant in life, adults. So my hope with JRP is that I'm going to be able to create a safe spot or a safe space within this podcast for people to be able to tell their stories and listen to stories and to be able to create a support system for people that have suffered in their lives. I'd also like to quickly give a shout out to my dear friend, Anthony, who has a podcast by the name of Ant Bites, and that's A-N-T-B-Y-T-E-S. If you guys get an opportunity, please give him a shout out. Listen to his, not give him a shout out, but just go and check out his podcast. It's amazing. He's been an inspiration to me for quite a long time. We've known each other, I think, I don't know, well over 15 years. But anyway, thank you, Anthony, so much for like calling me out and just, you know, giving me, you know, the push to go ahead and do this. I think that the thing that's important for me to convey to everyone is, you know, the backbone of me starting this podcast is I grew up in a very traumatic situation as a young child. It didn't kill me. It put me to the test a lot of times, but it didn't kill me. And through every stage of me trying to evolve further and further away from this traumatized child. I just remember that the saving grace was always that there was someone around me that kind of guided me and shared with me their stories and where they came from. And they always tried to tie into what was going on in my life to show me, just keep going. Like, there's only two ways of looking at it. You give in or you go on. And thankfully, with their guidance and acceptance, I always pushed on. I'm not really sure about the format that I want to take with this. I just want to kind of just challenge myself every day to do the best that I can with the podcast. My hopes for the first few months, as not to overwhelm myself, is I would like to try to put out 2 podcasts a month. If I find my rhythm quickly, then I'll put out more. So just, you got to bear with me. I'm just, it's a work in progress. The other thing is, I think that basically I want to try to share, you know, inspiration. I want to always end with something that's inspiring for someone. So I really think that 30 minutes is like a great time frame to like get the message out and, you know, kind of leave it at that, not be too long-winded or whatever. So today I'm going to end this just by telling you this little story. About a week ago, I was coming up upon a special day for me, if you will. It was a 3-year anniversary of losing someone that was very important to me. And while these 3 years have definitely been sad, I've definitely taken the time to try to figure out a way that I could use his death in a positive way to kind of propel me to really go out there and just chase down my dreams and live the best life that I can possibly live. So I'm the kind of person that whenever I'm faced with something that's drastic in my life, I internalize it. Like, I have to process it in my head. And as I'm processing it in my head, I'm constantly writing things down. I always travel with a journal or a notepad, or I'm taking notes on my phone of something that kind of rings true to me in my life. So a few days ago, I was getting ready for work in the morning time, and this sentence just popped in my head. And essentially what the sentence was is, death is so much more than the physical body perishing. It can also be considered the last step before rebirth. Now, the background to that story is, when I was about 25 or 26 years old, I lived in Seattle, Washington. I was running my very first hair salon, and I had a gentleman walk into the salon one day and asked to speak to me specifically. He told me that his wife had just had, I think, their third child. He was only a few months old, and he wanted to do something really special for her. And he had heard about me and specifically wanted to bring her to me. He told me that he wanted to kind of set her up for like a once a month type situation for a few months, just to make her feel beautiful and just to say thank you for her being an amazing mother. So I set up a couple appointments for her, and we set a time about a week away that she was going to be coming in. Before her husband left, he looked at me and he said, "Now, I just want to tell you something. My wife has this gift that she doesn't share with a lot of people, but she's had it her entire life since she was a very young little girl." And I said, "Well, what gift is that?" And he said, "She is a clairvoyant. Like, she's always seen things that happen in life through her dreams." But she's very protective and very guarded about it because she knows that it's something that a lot of people don't agree with. And at the time, because of all of the trauma that I had gone through, I definitely believed that there was a reason that he was coming to me and that we were supposed to meet. Because as a little side note, it's a clinical or research fact that people that suffer early trauma in their lives or severe trauma in their lives normally develop a sense of something, whether it's a sense of smell, sight, hearing, energy, you know, whatever the case may be, they normally will develop some type of psychic intuitiveness because of the trauma. It's a way of them to be able to protect themselves, which is something that I knew from my childhood. So fast forward, the wife comes in for her first appointment. She walks through the door. She's absolutely stunningly beautiful. We got along quite well. We had great conversation. It was a beautiful thing. Fast forward again to like say 3 or 4 appointments in, one day she came in and her energy was kind of somber, or she was just really quiet. Like we had conversation, but she was her energy was very low. And so at one point before the appointment was finished, she looked at me and she said, JR, I have to tell you something really important. And before I tell you what it is, I want you to understand that there are many definitions to what I'm going to tell you. I want you to take the positive. I don't want you to take the negative definition. So I said, okay, tell me what it is. And she looked at me and she said, I've been having dreams about you, repetitive dreams about you. And in each one of the dreams, you die. And so I was like, okay, that's intense. You know, what do you think that means? And she said, I can't tell you what it means. I've never been one to tell people something literal that's negative. And so I would never say, okay, well, you're probably getting ready to die here soon. She said, what I will tell you is, in my world, death means rebirth. It's not the physical body perishing away. It's also a sign of one thing ending in order for another thing to begin. And I accepted that. It was great. And oddly enough, after she gave me that message, I think she may have come back like one more time. And then as quickly as she appeared into my life, she was gone. And I was okay with that because at that point in my life, I had come to this place that I realized that everyone is there for a reason. They're not always going to be around for forever. And so it's very imperative that I soak up everything that I can and prepare myself for their exit. So I was okay with that. But within a couple of months, you know, I kind of remembered the message, but then I kind of tucked it away in the back of my mind. But let's say 3 or 4 months later, a series of events started where each new event was a lot more intense than the last event. So much so that I got to a place that I closed my business down. I had some health issues. I witnessed several people around me dying, very slow deaths. Just all these things were happening to me. And somehow I made it through all of it. Now, fast forward 30 something years, the other morning when I woke up and that message came back to me, I think it directly coincided with the anniversary of me losing my partner, because it was just life changing. Like when he died, I died. The old personality of who I was when he was alive died with him. But it was a reminder to me about what she told me 30 something years ago about this rebirth. And it rang so true for me you know, a few days ago, because I've realized that this new person that I am is the greatest version of myself that I ever could have possibly imagined. And hopefully the things that I will be doing with John Rossi, the podcast, will also bring that to the listeners, to you, the audience. That is my hope and my dream. I want to thank you guys so much for listening to this first episode of John Rossi, the podcast, and I wish you all the best in life.